By Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Lots of great events coming up the fall, and we're going to, of course, be highlighting many of them for you. You can always check out more information on our website, seeingbeyond.com. And as you know, we're now streaming live on the KEST website. That's KESTradio.com. So let your friends outside of our listening area know all about this. They can hear us live on KEST. Radio.com. They can also hear archive programs anytime they wish on their computers. They can even download them on their podcasts from our website, seeingbeyond.com. And keep your emails coming to me. We've made it so easy to do that. I answer every email I get. I love hearing from you. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com, go to the right-hand top corner of the website. It says Email Bonnie. And it's so simple to do. I promise I do not share any email addresses. All right, let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about the Skywatch for today. And we'll be back, Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, August 17th. Saddle up. This is the best day of the week for important calls and business. The moon enters optimistic Sagittarius early this morning and makes four positive kisses in a row on Tuesday. This is a stellar day for sales calls, seeing the doctor, and to interview for a new job. Tackle important projects first thing. Evening hours are excellent for introductions and social plans as the moon sextiles or harmonizes with lovely Venus and charming Mars at 8:42 p.m. this evening. It's a good night to meet someone interesting in a new class, lecture, or outdoor activity, all Sagittarian favorites. That's Skywatch. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond. We're here with Nathan Whiteside. He is returning to our airwaves. He's an accomplished, internationally known healer with clients throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, Jamaica, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and beyond. Nathan has over a decade of experience in energy healing and over 1,500 hours of training in various disciplines, including Tai Chi, Qigong, Reiki, life coaching, and most significantly, vortex healing divine energy therapy. And of course, we'll go into defining what that means during this talk. Nathan, it's so good to get you back on Seeing Beyond. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I'm loving this new technology, which means that now I can send a letter to one of my clients, and it takes, what, about 15 seconds? Whereas before I had to get out an envelope, address it, put a stamp on it, et cetera. You're able to talk with people all over the world via the telephone, with Seeing Beyond listeners in person or over the telephone. It's just made life so much easier, and I will say faster, than it was when I started Seeing Beyond 22 years ago. You've got a fascinating story, Nathan. Share the story with me and with our listeners of how you developed from a child into getting to where you are today and doing this kind of work for people that's really changing their lives in a very positive way.
Well, okay, so starting from childhood, you know, I always had a very active imagination, was always interested in the deeper workings of things, and that started me down a path of scientific inquiry. I was studying to become an engineer. Just really curious about how things worked and how we could use that knowledge to make things better for people. And over time, my attention shifted from scientific inquiry into more philosophical human interest and into the question of suffering, where that really comes from. And I lost my interest in technology and in physical technology as a way to end suffering because it seemed to me that there were a lot, you know, basically in America, we're on top of the food chain. We have an amazing economy. We have an amazing amount of success in middle class and so forth. And yet there was still, that didn't end suffering. People still had a lot of problems that weren't being addressed. And it didn't seem to me that technology was really going to be the way to address that. So I switched gears and spent a long time just kind of, studying different aspects of the human condition, mostly from a spiritual standpoint. I had a spiritual evolution of my own, going from being a hardcore atheist to what eventually turned into a practice doing energy healing. And along the way, I got turned on to Eastern mysticism, in particular Taoism, and their internal arts of Tai Chi, Qigong. I spent a number of years really getting a strong foundation in understanding how energy works in the body and how to develop that energy and focus it and learn to use it for healing. Somewhere along the way, I got turned on to Reiki, which I had a hard time accepting at first because it was just it was more magical than what I could really believe in at the time. And yet my experience of it, when I had a direct experience of it, it showed, well, there is actually something going on here, and it's really positive. And so I got involved in that and went through the levels of Reiki 1, 2, and 3 and started teaching Reiki. And one of the really nice things that Reiki did for me was that it helped create a way for me to really feel what was going on inside people's bodies while I was working on them. And I would, do like feedback sessions and I'd say, okay, I'm here at your liver and I feel like there's this issue going on, like with your mother, are you angry at your mother, that sort of thing. And, the response was pretty positive. People felt like I was really hitting the nail on the head. And so that gave me a lot of confidence in my ability to see what was going on. But Reiki itself, although it gave me the ability to create that bridge and to see what was going on, I didn't feel like it was actually getting to what it was that I could see, which, was very frustrating for me. And so my focus came off of Reiki a little bit just because it wasn't going quite as deep as I wanted to go. And around that time, maybe a little bit after, a friend of mine had recently taken a class in vortex healing, divine energy therapy, and, she just couldn't say enough about it. She already had an established healing practice and was doing very well for herself. But then, she took this other class and had all kinds of great things to say about it. And so as I explored and took classes and worked with it, I found that it could not only get to what I could see and feel when I was using Reiki, it could get to that level, but could also get much deeper. And this is just from, the very, very basic level class. There's a series of classes that goes deeper and deeper. But even at the very beginning class, it was going deeper than what I'd even imagined when I was connecting to people through Reiki. So that really sold me. I'm a big, big results person, and in particular, permanent results. And that's what I found with vortex healing, is that you could really get to the basic root cause of what was creating suffering for people, which in the vortex healing viewpoint, that's always comes down to feeling separate from who you really are, from however you conceive that, whether that's as God, Source, the Tao, Buddha nature, however you think of what and who we quintessentially are beyond our humanness. It's that fundamental disconnect that we carry with us that isn't true. It's not that we are disconnected, but we feel that we are, and so we suffer for that perception. And vortex healing has proved to be an extremely effective, almost like light technology that can find where in the anatomy of human consciousness this separation is held and bridge divine light into those places, so it just naturally dissolves back into the light of the divine. And that's basically how I got here.
Well, I'll tell you, I love hearing the story, and I've never heard a story yet on Seeing Beyond where there hasn't been more than one element that is fascinating to me, and I'm sure to our listeners too. And the first one that hits me with you, Nathan, is that you were an atheist. What was it like to be an atheist? I mean, I just can't imagine not believing in something which I will call the divine. Some people call it God. Some people call it the goddess. There's a whole bunch of ways that we could name it. But from the time I was a child, I talked to something outside of myself, which I thought was God, the divine. So it's hard for me to, speaking of imagination, it's hard for me to imagine being an atheist. But you were an atheist. What was that like for you?
Well, to be honest, it involved a lot of smugness. unfortunately. And you know, the flip side of that is that, you know, that was, that was a red flag for me even at the time, you know, as I was being smug and feeling so good about myself for, you know, not believing in superstition and, you know, having a logical mind and not falling into the same traps that everybody else did. Something in me just kind of knew that, you know, I was just kind of getting off of my own ego, and there had to be something wrong with that. Even if I couldn't see it at the time, you know, I had that deep down sort of silent acknowledgement that there was, you know, an issue going on there. And I think that's part of what made it easier for me to let go of atheism and to embrace something else, because I could see that, you know, my ego wasn't helping me. So anything that was supporting my ego and making my ego feel good about itself was probably not good for me. And when I started to explore some of these other traditions, in particular Taoism, you know, their whole thing is to study nature. You know, they're all about, let's see what's going on. Well, look, there's this back and forth between polar opposites. There's the, you know, the expanse of time where empires rise and fall, but, you know, there's still the Tao. And, you know, somehow in all that observation, rather than trying to bring nature to heal, their approach was to become harmonious with nature. And as I studied the different books on Taoism, what I could see was that they didn't really believe anything different than what I believed as a scientist. They just had, they through their belief and through their study, they got a certain kind of spiritual nourishment that was completely barren in material, scientific, atheistic thought. And that was very attractive to me. I knew that that was something that I was kind of missing. I knew that I had a bit of an inflated ego, and you know, I needed a different approach. And so all those different things kind of came together to create a pathway for me to not abandon atheism, but just sort of expand upon it and let go of the rigid parts of it and the ego-driven parts of it, and you know, hold on to the good parts of it, you know, which is, you know, to be open-minded but also skeptical, to, you know, learn and grow and, you know, accept that you can be wrong and receive new information, you know, maintain all of the good stuff, and then also embrace, you know, something that's going to feed my spirit and help nurture me as a human being.
Well, I think that these are times when all of us need our spirit nurtured, and that's why I'm so glad that you had this this breakthrough, this kind of epiphany experience that has brought you now into doing the work that you're doing. Nathan Whiteside works with clients both in person and over the telephone anywhere in the world. He has a free monthly newsletter. It's called Nathan's News that you can sign up for by going to his website, healingforthesoul.com. In addition to his private healing sessions, Nathan offers a low-cost monthly group healing out of his home and over distance. And he will be hosting two different workshops on the principles of divine prosperity and a 7-part teleseries of small group healings to help you clear the emotional issues that interfere with having an abundant life. So to find out more, go to healingforthesoul.com. There's a link right there on the homepage of our website. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com, click on calendar and upcoming schedules, and go to today's date, and you'll be able to link right over to healingforthesoul.com. You can also call Nathan Whiteside at 510-307-6333. That's 510-307-6333. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
this everyday world where careers and life seem to demand your attention and distract you from your spiritual connection, you have an opportunity to access the infinite and sustain that connection. A wonderful retreat called Gateway to the Sacred Self is coming soon at beautiful Still Heart in Woodside, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Terry Atwood, Simone, and Dorothy Tayo invite you to join them and experience that peace and oneness you long for. Call 650-321-6419 for a brochure. You'll love this retreat. 650-321-6419.
If you're seeking financial abundance, don't miss Tuesday's program at East West Bookstore with renowned soul healer Peggy Werner. Learn more about 2010 and a new Inca prophecy from two shamanic experts on Wednesday. Jeff McDaniel offers an introduction to Nichiren Buddhism on Thursday. Friday night's program will be on telekinesis, and on Saturday, explore the Tao of Neuroscience with authors Ann Ellen and Alexander Simpkins. More at eastwest.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about how we can be the best we can possibly be during these times of such incredible change. And now is the time to make these transitions. Certainly Nathan Whiteside is a catalyst for that. After struggling for years to develop a successful healing practice, doing work that no one had ever heard of before, Nathan now has a thriving client base and enjoys helping others discover the keys to an abundant life through his Divine Prosperity Workshops and teleseries. Again, his phone number, 510-307-6333, 510-307-6333. Be sure and sign up for his free website at Healing for the his free newsletter, e-newsletter at healingforthesoul.com. Nathan, we're going to be talking about the healing work that you do and especially how you're helping people to bring prosperity in their lives, even during these times of, well, what the forecasters are saying is a pretty a big economic crunch. But before we do that, I'm still so fascinated in your story. Did you have something akin to like a mystical experience when you made your transition from being an atheist to being one who not only believed in spirit, but is now working with spirit?
I don't know that at the time I would have called it a mystical experience. It was certainly an enlightening experience where I basically just saw in a really, really clear way how my own actions were causing me to suffer. And started to trace the roots of where that came from. And it was just really, what was so enlightening was to see how my daily actions were all being driven by something very unconscious from childhood. And then all of a sudden it was so clear. And it's like, how could I have not known that? And yet I did know it. It's just somehow it wasn't registering. And I was acting and reacting as if one set of truths were real, when in fact it was this completely other thing that I knew but just wasn't admitting to myself. And that's what really opened the floodgates for me, because it showed me that there's this whole other realm going on that is accessible, just, you know, isn't acknowledged, at least within myself. And as I started to explore that and read books on that, I realized, and, you know, after 20 years of being an atheist, it was kind of a revelation that other people were experiencing the same thing that I was. And so that's what really opened me up to, you know, a completely different way of looking at things.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being so open about sharing your story, Nathan, because it's really affected me, and I'm sure it's affecting a lot of Seeing Beyond listeners out there, too. And I love the fact that you say that you recognize that there's a whole other realm out there somewhere, and that made all the difference. And I've said so many times on Seeing Beyond that back in 1986, when I was first introduced to metaphysics, my life went from black and white to technicolor. I mean, We were talking earlier about these advancements in technology and how we couldn't have even imagined an email, say, 40 years ago, and yet here we are. And so once we get this glimpse of something beyond, we're never the same again. And I love the fact that you've taken this now and brought it into the healing profession. And it's also kind of interesting how many people I interview on this program, especially you guys, I call you the new males emerging, who have gone from either being lawyers or engineers into the spiritual, metaphysical, and healing realms. So that's just great. Now, you do this kind of healing, which you call vortex healing, and apparently it can be done in person or over the telephone remotely. What is vortex healing, Nathan, and how does it work?
Well, vortex healing is basically a healing modality. It has a lineage. It's a divine lineage, and it works by direct transmission of consciousness, where one of the teachers holds a group field, an energetic group field that all the students are a part of. And each person in the group field sort of supports it and creates a space where the transmissions can be given. And then as you receive the transmissions, you're basically being given tools that you can access through just by intention. And it starts with, in the beginning class, it starts with what they call a vortex wheel, because it's that's kind of what it looks like. If you look at it from, facing front on, there's this little wheel that spins right over the heart chakra. And that wheel is this interdimensional vortex that acts as a portal to divine light and divine consciousness. And the way that the transmissions are set up is that you can just access the tool by intention and send it either to yourself or to another person, somebody who's right there in front of you or anywhere in the world, simply by intention. And it's all run by divine consciousness and divine intelligence. So, there's probably, as I'm working, I probably understand less than 1% of what's really happening. But that's fine because, the divine is omniscient, knows everything, can, take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. I just hold the intention, and the divine figures out how to fulfill that intention using the tools that I happen to have at the time. And so basically what it is it's a process of bridging divine light and divine consciousness from, wherever that comes from into the, third or fourth dimensional reality that you and I occupy. So it's basically all about bridging. And over the years, the founder of Vortex Healing and the other teachers and students have all contributed to this growing knowledge base and to new transmissions and new tools. And it's just really been fascinating to watch this thing that started off as just one single vortex light, white, bright, white, sparkling light, and a bridge to divine consciousness. That's where it stood when vortex healing was rediscovered in 1994. And over the years, that one single bright light has turned into 49 different flavors of vortex light. And mantras have come into the picture, grid work. There's a global healing grid. You can create light structures. You can channel different frequencies, any frequency in the known universe and unknown universe. Just kept sort of developing from there. And nobody really knew where it was going. It's just that as things developed and as the teachers and students would explore the limits of, where of human consciousness and where suffering was coming from, new tools would come in. And over time, it turned out that the divine had a plan for this all along, which was for it to eventually turn into a lineage that could foster spiritual awakening and to facilitate and create that for students and for clients. And so this has become, you know, not just a healing modality, but because of the way that it works, the way that it dissolves separation consciousness, that has created a really powerful ripening effect where people become ripe for awakening in a way that you wouldn't necessarily find with other healing modalities. And then not only does it create that ripening effect, but then there was at a certain point, a transition where that started to become the focus of the lineage and the focus of the healings, so that it wasn't just to release the, you know, roots of feeling unworthy or unsafe, having survival issues, feeling unloved, you know, all these kinds of emotional issues. But as we were working through and clearing that emotional conditioning, we were doing it with divine light and dissolving all the separation consciousness that goes with that. And, of course, that's what the ego is it's focused separation consciousness. And so over time, then, that ripening effect could take full bloom and create this movement into dropping the fundamental ego and moving into spiritual awakening.
Well, I love the fact, too, that you talk about that you, as the facilitator, the leader, the practitioner, you hold the intention, and yet you hold the intention in such a way that spirit or the divine can work through you. In other words, you hold the intention for what you want, for the group, for yourself, and then it's up to spirit as to how that happens. Lots of folks think that's how we manifest in all areas of our life. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that that's absolutely correct. I've actually adapted some of the principles that I've been taught in Vortex Healing in terms of how to be the most effective channel for these energies, and translated it into a program for manifesting, basically channeling your own spirit into creating something new in on this plane. And so, you know, the most important aspect of that is surrendered intention. This is where you have an intention for how you want things to go. You're creating that out of the depths of who you really are as a person and what your calling is. And at the same time, you're not turning it into a contest of wills. It's not like through your will, you're going to battle reality and make it come to heal. Instead, you hold an intention for what you want to create, and through surrender to the process and to life and to you know, all the seen and unseen forces out there, you create a partnership with reality rather than an adversarial relationship. And that there's no other way to do that except through surrender. You have to really let go of your egoic agenda and learn to connect to a deeper calling, a place that is more real and more true to who you are, so that when you create from that place, the universe is automatically working with you. And the more that you can do that, the less work it actually is. The more it's just, you know, expression of who you are and your own joy and what brings you joy in this world. And I've definitely found that in my own life. I've done lots of jobs and lots of work that I did just to make a paycheck, and you know, sometimes that's necessary, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, that doesn't really go anywhere. There isn't there isn't any depth to that. That doesn't generate a feeling of satisfaction in life or anything like that. It's just a paycheck. So while that's necessary, the alternative, what I've always sought in my own life, is a way to really do what I love, so that working hard doesn't feel like work. It's just, you know, it's just what you do because you feel like doing it. And so that's what I really work on in my own life, and what I feel like I've gotten a strong measure of success. And so I am starting to feel qualified to lead other people along that same path.
Well, I love the fact that you have so many offerings for Seeing Beyond listeners. I'm going to read those right now. And then when we come back, let's flesh those out, Nathan, and let people know exactly how they can participate with you and have the kind of life and kind of awakening that you've had. Nathan can work with you in person. And where is that, Nathan?
I'm located in Oakland near Mills College off of the 580 freeway.
All righty. So that's in Oakland or over the telephone. I mean, he is working with people throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, Jamaica, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and beyond. So certainly it's just a phone call away. His number is 510-307-6333. He can do that vortex healing from a remote position, so that is definitely available over the telephone. He has a free monthly newsletter. It's called Nathan's News that you can sign up for by going to his website, healingforthesoul.com. In addition to his private healing session, Nathan offers a low-cost monthly group healing out of his home and over distance. He will be hosting two different workshops on the principles of divine prosperity and a seven-part teleseries of small group healings to help you clear the emotional issues that interfere with having an abundant life. So you can call Nathan at 510-307-6333 or listen to this next segment when we will be giving you more detail about how you can work with Nathan Whiteside. Again, it's number 510-307-6333 or go to healingforthesoul.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond. 800-732-1150.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
You know the definition of insanity, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. Save your place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163. Lots of ways to work with Nathan Whiteside, an accomplished, internationally known healer, and one of his healing tools is called Vortex Healing. It sounds absolutely fascinating. His number, 510-307-6333. Well, let's first of all talk about how you do your personal sessions, Nathan, whether that's over the telephone or in person in your home or office in Oakland.
Well, actually about 60% of my work is over the phone, but I love that in-person quality as well whenever that's possible. And basically what it looks like is we take a few minutes at the beginning to talk about what's going on, what how we want to set the intention for the healing. And then we go into it. In my home office, I have a massage table, and people lie down very comfortably on the massage table. And I work, if we're doing phone work, we would actually get off the phone. And, while I'm doing my part, and then, we do the healing. And then for a few minutes at the end, we talk about what happened, what their experience was, what my experience was. I often give little homework assignments so that people know how to take the space that was created in the healing and really make use of that and continue their healing process moving forward. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about, because this is really, I've always really talked up vortex healing, like I said, even from the very, very beginning class, you get tools that work much more deeply than a lot of what's out there. And then, you know, that's just continued to develop and grow. And at this point, where the modality has gone with all of this is really, it's extremely comprehensive, and in the sense that you can get through an entire, all of the conditioning from past lives, from the genetic level, passed on genealogically, you know, childhood and so forth. You can get to about 97% of all of that conditioning in a single session. And so my sessions are about an hour and a half long. It does take a little bit longer than just an hour, which is how my sessions used to be. But for that extra half hour, you can really get an extremely thorough clearing of any particular emotional issue. And part of the reason for why we can get so deep with that is because of how far this light technology has developed, in the sense that we're really working on all dimensional levels. In the vortex healing perspective, there, you know, everything just sort of, it starts with mystery. And, you know, there's no dimension, there is no, you know, there's no existence, there's no physicality, there's just pure mystery, divine love, divine awareness, you know, there's these qualities, but it's all sort of this roiling mass of mystery. And then out of that mystery comes, you know, the entire universe. And if you think of dimensions, and I hope you don't mind my going off on this tangent, but this is really fascinating stuff. If you think about dimensions in terms of orders of complexity, so you start with a single point, and that, you know, and that's all you have. And then you go up one level of dimension, and you take two points, and then you have a line. And that line has an infinite number of points on it, even though, you know, it takes two to define it. But then, you know, once you have a defined line, you have an infinite number of points on that line. You go up one more level of complexity, and you have an infinite number of lines on a plane. You go up one more level of complexity, and you have an infinite number of planes on a three-dimensional object. And it just keeps going up from there. That's kind of the limit of what we can imagine, because that's where our perception lies, is on the third-dimensional level. But then there's all these other dimensions. And going up from, you know, we can think of this, if you include time, you can think of this as a fourth dimensional experience. And you have one level of complexity, and you get to a fifth dimensional level. And up from there, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so then, you know, going backwards now, let's start with the tenth dimension. This is just a vast sea of consciousness. You know, there's awareness, which is divine and eternal, and that's, you know, the awareness that's looking out through my eyes is the same awareness that's looking out through your eyes, and yet there's a sense of separation and individual experience. And part of the way that that gets created is by creating first a dimension of consciousness. Out of that sea of consciousness, there are universes, potential universes. And so basically that 10th dimension gets folded down into one lower order of complexity where you have specific potential universes, and that's what we would consider to be the ninth dimension. You fold that down one more time, and you, instead of having an infinite sea of possible universes, you have one universe, one specific universe, and that's the one that we live in. And so you can think of our universe as almost as an eighth dimensional object. You fold that down again, you get a level of blueprinting that sort of sets the stage for the next levels. You fold it down again, you get the sixth dimension, which is where the human ego starts to emerge, and also where you know, the various flavors of emotion start to come in, like jealousy, anger, fear, sadness, you know, all those different emotions. Fold that down again, you get a very intense level of blueprinting that sets the stage for this, you know, third or fourth dimensional reality that we live in. And the thing that's so amazing about vortex healing is that it really addresses all 10 levels of you know, all those dimensions. We use the 10th dimension to soften ego consciousness. We can actually drain the identification with an issue as a sense of, you know, this is who I am, this is me. You know, that's really the hook for all of our emotional issues is that it's not just a thought in the head, but it's my thought. You know, I am the one who feels hurt. I am the one who is angry. I am the one who this, that, or the other. And if you can work on this multidimensional level, then you can actually just drain out that consciousness and then drain out the conditioning itself. And so you're not only letting go of the programming, but you're also letting go of the identification with that programming, which can, just from memory, if you don't clear the identification, even though the programming is gone, the memory of it and the identification with it can help perpetuate it. And so by releasing that identification on all 10 dimensions of existence, including the physical body, the cellular consciousness, the molecular consciousness, you can really do an extremely thorough clearing, and that's what we're doing in these in both private sessions and in group sessions in the TELUS series that we're going to talk about in the group healings that I do once a month. We're clearing conditioning and identification and ego consciousness on all these different levels, and so at the end of that, you just have a completely different perspective because everything that was creating the old perspective is just gone.
Well, and these are times when we need something like that, in my opinion. I mean, if we just keep on doing the same thing, only harder, we're not even going to get the results that we used to get. It's just a time for newness, for creativity, for awareness, and a time for people to get to this deep level of healing that you're talking about. And again, the vortex healing that Nathan's been describing can be done in person in the Oakland area or over the telephone. His number, 510-307-6333, 510-307-6333. Let's come back, Nathan, and talk a little bit more about how you work with groups and all the rest of the work that you do with people as you're doing, say, for example, the TELUS series. And if you want to find out more about Nathan and get a copy of his free newsletter, just simply go to healingforthesoul.com. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
In this everyday world where careers and life seem to demand your attention and distract you from your spiritual connection, you have an opportunity to access the infinite and sustain that connection. A wonderful retreat called Gateway to the Sacred Self is coming soon at beautiful Still Heart in Woodside, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Terry Atwood, Simone, and Dorothy Tayo invite you to join them and experience that peace and oneness you long for. Call 650-321-6419 for a brochure. You'll love this retreat. 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know they are working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is no-brainer. Find out more at www.bioage.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Nathan Whiteside, an accomplished, internationally known healer with clients throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, Jamaica, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and beyond. Again, his number, 510-307-6333. Well, besides doing the personal healing sessions, as you've mentioned, you also have a low-cost monthly group healing out of your home in Oakland and over distance. Talk a little bit more about how that works.
Well, I've been doing monthly healings for a number of years now, and what I used to do was I would let people basically just pick the issue that they wanted to have worked on, and you know, whether they would verbalize that or not, the intention that I would hold, and this is, you know, where that divine intelligence thing comes in, my intention would be for whatever issue the person wanted to work on, that would get cleared. As the tools got more advanced and I started to work on this 10th dimensional level, that became a little bit more difficult just for kind of technical reasons. And so I transitioned into actually picking a nice, juicy issue that I feel that most people have on some level and could stand to have some healing on. So, for instance, I've done healings on poor me, on low self-worth, on anger issues, on scared little boy or girl, your scared inner child. Next month I'm doing, the topic is going to be on the fear of intimacy. So there's always, you know, something specific that we're going to work on, a nice juicy topic. And for people who are nearby and want to come in person, I have a nice lovely space in my home, and so people come and either sit or lie down. We chat for a few minutes at the beginning, and then people settle down and get comfortable, and we start the healing. People who are joining in at a distance, I make sure they know what time to you know, sit down and be in a quiet place. And I have a list of everybody that I'm including, both in person and at a distance. And so I hold the intention that everybody on that list be connected to the group field that's being created, and then you know, I send the energy to all those people. And fortunately, with the tools that I have available, I can work on, you know, 30 to 50 people all at once without losing any significant amount of juice. So everybody's getting basically the same level of healing. We're able to get that 97% of the issue for all, you know, 30 or 50 people. My groups are not usually that large, even with the distance folks. It's usually between 10 and 20 people. But, you know, then everybody within that field gets to have that issue released. And rather than having to pay, you know, for private one-on-one time, it's about $20 for the two-hour healing. And it's on a, you know, one Sunday every month. It's not the same Sunday, but I try and keep it towards the middle of the month. And it's from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And like I said, every month it's a different topic. And if you want to know when it's going to be held and what the topic is, then just send me an email. Let me know you want to be on my, you can either just check out my website or you can be on my newsletter, and I will email you a couple weeks before each healing so you'll know when it's coming and what the topic is.
Okay, and then you also have a 7-part teleseries of small group healings. How do those work?
This is something new that I'm introducing. I'm looking for about 5 to 10 people to participate. And the idea here is that, you know, there's a lot of talk in terms of manifesting where, you know, you really have to focus your thoughts in a particular way. You want to have a positive attitude. You want to basically create space for the divine to help you manifest what you're trying to create. And I think that that's absolutely accurate. The only problem is that the things that cause us to have negative thoughts and to close ourselves off to that divine abundance are issues that run very, very, very deep. I mean, this is stuff that we've been reinforcing in our consciousness over many hundreds of lifetimes of incarnating and reincarnating. And then it's also held in the very DNA of, you know, that makes us human beings. And so, you know, a lot of people I found, they really try and manifest and hold that space of positive thought, but eventually it just becomes too exhausting because their emotional issues are still there and eventually rise to the surface and pull them down. And so the purpose of this teleseries is to really go after the deepest roots of what it is that causes us to you know, backslide into a space that, you know, isn't very receptive. So, for instance, there's in this Talos series, basically in each of these group healings, we're going to address one of the major things, one of the major issues that people tend to suffer from, such as feelings of lack, feeling like there just isn't enough, low self-worth, feeling like you don't deserve to have abundance, judgment or guilt over having money or trying to have abundance in your life, and then also addiction to money drama. This was something that I discovered in myself, much to my own horror. I was like, oh my God, I'm just addicted to the whole drama and emotionality of not having enough money, not being able to pay bills. You know, there was some part of me that was kind of getting off on that, and in the same way that a person would, off of heroin or alcohol or something like that. And releasing addiction to money drama was, created a huge transition for me. So I've included that. Basically, these are the five major issues that we're going to address one by one in the Talos series. We'll do one group healing, like I said, 5 to 10 people once a week. Each week we'll address each of these issues. And then in the sixth week, you'll actually get to have a private one-on-one session with me. And in that session, we'll address a sixth issue, something that's specific to you. You know, these are five issues that people generally suffer from that cause them to have trouble manifesting what they want. But, you know, we're all individuals. We're all unique. And so, you know, there might be some other issue, like a power issue around money or a fear of success or failure or something like that. And so in the sixth healing, which is private one-on-one, you get to choose. And you know, we'll talk about that and figure out what the biggest, juiciest issue would be to release. And so that's six of the seven parts. And then the seventh part is free participation in a group workshop that I'll be holding at my home on August 28th. That's a Saturday. It'll run for about 4 hours. And that group is going to take basically all the space that's created in clearing the emotional issues and use that to create a new space and to make use of that space so that there's kind of a more cognitive framework for developing abundance. And in particular, we'll be working on separating feelings from stories. You know, we might have a feeling of, I can never succeed, this would never work, and that's fine. You know, that's the human condition. The problem comes in when we believe those stories, when we actually believe that it's never going to work. Well, how do you know it's never going to work? You have no way of knowing because right. That's in the future and it hasn't happened yet. So, but that's the kind of thing that people get really stuck on and makes it really hard to move forward. And so we'll be addressing things like that. We'll address, you know, what it means to be unstoppable because that's really part of what's necessary. It's not just about sitting in a room and thinking good thoughts. Like, you have to actually act and interact with the world and create and be able to do that from a place that just knows that it's the right thing to do. And so then the challenges that come up and that are inevitably going to come up, they don't stop you. They become challenges but not obstacles. And then we'll also talk more about, like I was talking about earlier, the surrendered intention, as well as having a strong focus, bringing the kind of energy to bear that's necessary to really create something big in your life. And, you know, how to start a plan and how to ask the right questions to get from point A to point B so that you're not just thinking these things kind of in a abstract way, but actually coming down into a concrete plan and then also have the tools, both emotionally and cognitively, to enact that plan. That's the seven-part series that we're talking about.
You know, Nathan, I like the fact that you have so many different ways that Seeing Beyond listeners can work with you. They can work with you privately. They can do the seven-part teleseries. They have these monthly healing, group healing sessions that they can work with you. All of that is so great, especially since these are times when we need this kind of healing. I mean, I really think that we're being almost forced into working on ourselves and in a very deep way, just jumping on the surface like a rock skipping on the surface of the water is not working anymore. We've just got a few minutes, but you've got a book that you've written. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about this. I'm still in the process of looking for an agent and a publisher. I'm going by the principle, if you shoot for the stars, you'll at least hit the moon.
Right.
So so I'm going, you know, the whole route. And basically the title, the working title at this point is We Are God Laughing. And what it does is it starts with the question of where does funny come from? There, you know, in science and certain philosophies, we can describe the universe down to the minutest detail and up to these astronomically large, you know, spaces of galaxies and universes. But, you know, none of that really tells you where does funny come from? Where does laughter come from? Why does that even exist? And, you know, if this is just a world of, you know, atoms bumping up against each other, you know, why do we laugh? I mean, atoms don't laugh. So where does that come from? And from that launching point, then there's this whole exploration of who we really are, where we come from, what is underneath and within all this physical matter that we experience, and yet there's this divine joy that comes through. There's this laughter. There's the absurdity of life and all these bizarre distortions of what we might think things should be, and at the heart of all of that, there's just laughter. And so the book really goes into this really deep exploration of spiritual awakening, divine laughter, the nature of God, why we suffer, and what we can do to transcend that suffering. And you know, it's such a labor of love. Spent a year and a half working on it, and so now I'm just in the process of looking for an agent, looking for a publisher, and hopefully getting it out there soon.
Well, we all wish you very good luck with that, and as you said, when you shoot for the stars, you're at least going to hit the moon, so I'm sure you will. Nathan Whiteside's number, 510-307-6333. He's got such a variety of ways you can work with him. Go to his website, healingforthesoul.com, to find out more about that, and be sure and sign up for his free newsletter from his website. And again, that is healingforthesoul.com, or call Nathan at 510-307-6333. Nathan, it's always so great talking with you. Thank you so much for having been here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
A return to healing.